Anyway, she told me about her firm, you know, how it works, and how I'd come late, and oh, and I said, well, I must tell you, Cody, you know, I did have this notion that we sort of magically get together, you know, and we'd rule the comedy world. And I said, but you're happy here, aren't you? She said, yeah, she liked it in Halifax. I love it in St. John's, where she comes from, but I wouldn't fall in love with that. I said, well, you know, the kid was at a good school there and everything. That's fine for her. And I said, well, that's out, because I really couldn't cope with all these Buddhists, to be frank. As far as I'm concerned, the comedy world can't be ruled from Halifax. You know, even though the Holy Grail's 40 miles away. It was a notion that you'd have to be so clear about, because in any event, I love her, and I love Andy, and I love Mike, you know, so you wouldn't go around and say, well, this might be quite a good idea, something like that. Have a lot more go for it than that, otherwise it'd be silly. Silly, in a minute, you'd marry someone that you only half knew, but not like a whole bunch, you know. I mean, it's like I teleported her brother 20 years ago out of toilets. You know, so it makes it sort of quite close. And, you know, they're like your family anyway, you know. But, you know, it's like, well, it's more like a cousin than a sister or something. Anyway, when I got back home, I thought, you know, we might as well try affirming. I live here like, senile bachelor now. I thought, well, yeah, could affirm, hey? And so, I think, well, let's really be as exact, you see. And I suppose really the most fun I ever had with in the girlfriend region, actually, was with a really short girl from Burma. Hello?
Yes?
Sorry.
Take away. So, I mean, the thing is, you can't just describe someone, because at that point, if you're actually describing a person that you know, you say, well, you know what you know, you better give him a ring, you know. And anyway, she's happily married, so I didn't want describing about, but as I wrote down, Oriental, 5 foot, don't know, has a pretty, it was funny, has a pretty funny face, pretty comma, funny, it was funny. And that sort of got me going, had an incredible sense of humour, entertaining, you know, I was thinking about all the those aspects, right? Write all that down, and blah, and a load of other things. And anyway, so, right, boom, dated it. So we've got 14 days now. Hey, wow, this, I suddenly think, it's going to happen, you know? And to help it along, it happened that I was on the phone to Sarah Lam, who's a Chinese actress, who's married to a geezer called William Woolard. She would virtually fit the bill, I must say. A lot of them, half of them would, you know, because they're all pretty and funny and everything, these girls. And, you know, but I mean, I wasn't thinking it was her, but I offered to do Mystery Bruises in their living room, because a fan of my shows is an old man, William Woolard, and he'd not seen that. So I said, I'll do it in your living room for a bunch. How about that? Yeah, right, good, come over. And I thought, and you see, what will happen is that she'll know some other Oriental bird, and that's probably it when it will happen. And it was good. I was looking forward to the week just for that day. But then I got phoned up, would I like to be in an educational drama, you know, to be shown at some odd time in the day, for very young kids, about the dangers of arsing around with loony, weird old men. To play the loony, weird old man, you see. Nothing awful happens, but it might have. You know, that's the thing. And you get an educational pat with it. You see, called the Egg Man. Anyway, I mean, I read the script, it was rather fun, actually. Yeah, it's actually, you know, one of the better parts I've ever had, really, on the box. And, I think we will do that. I'm thinking about it. I thought, oh, I don't want to get sort of have things thrown at me by little kids, you know, after things like that. Because you do funny things to people when you're on the box.